Now it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, a weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker, brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.
Consider all the good you do in your life and all those you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Luke Madden, your local New York Life agent, a call. He can help you keep good going by building a solid financial future for your family so you can protect what matters most to you. You can reach Luke at 318-202-5627, 202-5627, or look for him at newyorklife.com.
It is Monday just after noon. That means it's time for our weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker. Ronnie, you and I hadn't been in the studio together in a while.
It's been a busy couple of weeks here.
We've been going different directions all the time.
Good to see you, though, and good to hear an update on what's happening in and around Ruston. You know, not every city in our area has this sort of advantage where you can get up close and personal with the mayor once a week and find out what's happening.
You know, I appreciate this so much because this is a great opportunity for me, and I appreciate so much the opportunity to come in and talk about the city. Today I want to clear up maybe some misinformation that's out there concerning our animal control facility here in Ruston and how things are handled. And so I'm just going to quickly kind of tell you how it's set up, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. In the parishes of Louisiana, police juries are tasked with providing animal shelter for the entire parish. For some reason, in Lincoln Parish over the last, 10 or 15, 20 years, the city of Ruston has done that. So we have a very outdated, small facility, needs to be replaced. Four Paws does a great job within our parish with animals, many of which come from the parish. We do have an animal control person or persons that work for us. But part of moving Ruston forward was the building of a new facility. And that would be a partnership between four groups, the city of Ruston, the police jury, Sheriff Stone and the Sheriff's Office, and Four Paws. We look to all four groups to help us. The city will foot the bill for the building, which will be a $1.5 million facility. But what's going to happen is we have two sets of plans. We hired a company called Shelters of America who came in and surveyed our community and our groups, designed the building. Then they told us we needed to get a local architect to take those plans and work with them also. We did that. So at some time in the next 2 weeks, probably, the four groups will come together if everybody is still on board, which I believe they are, and we will take a vote on which facility we'll build.
Well, and any time, Ronnie, that you get, you know, four different groups as vast as those four in particular are, it's going to be hard to keep everybody on the same page as far as what's actually happening. Not even what we want to happen, but just knowledge of what is being done.
Well, that's so true. And when I started this whole process, I was told by several people, you can't put that many groups together. I mean, you got three government groups and you've got a nonprofit. It just won't work. I believe it can work. I think we can have the best facility there is. And I just want to clear up some of the miscommunications that's out there, especially on social media. The city of Ruston does charge, like many cities, not saying all cities, but a lot of cities charge if you surrender your animal. So if I have a cat or a dog and I take it to the animal control center, then there's a charge for me to surrender that. It's $15. We've been charging that fee for we've been back 10 years, and it's been that long at least. But we did realize, because on the comments on social media, that we were charging college students. We're not doing that anymore. If you produce a valid Louisiana Tech or Grambling State University ID, we will not charge you for surrendering an animal. Excuse me. But if we go out and we pick up a stray that somebody's called us about, there's no fee to anybody. So it's a charge that, yes, we charge. A lot of cities, I saw somebody on social media said their city charged $100. We're at $15, and we'll be looking at all of those charges once we build our new facility.
Well, and clearly, Ronnie, you know, part of the reason why you want to put up a fee for that is to discourage it. That's not the outcome that we want for people who take on pets. You want to think about that ahead of time and make sure that you're going to be able to provide for the pet. College students in particular, though, it's a sticky issue. They're young, a lot of times make decisions based on emotion, and then don't think through the long term, hey, I'm not going to be in this apartment that's okay with pets for the whole 4 years I'm here. I'm not going to be in this town all year round. I'm maybe going to go work for the summer somewhere that I can't take my pet, et cetera, et cetera. So that is a special issue and one that our town faces. You know, Dubok doesn't face that issue, for
exactly.
instance.
And, you know, you're talking about college kids who'll go out and get a 2 or 3 pound puppy, not thinking about the fact that that puppy is going to turn into a 40 or 50 pound, you know, large dog. So anyway, we're working through this. I want everybody to understand we will have a fantastic facility, but things take a little time in government. It doesn't happen overnight, but I did want everybody to understand the process. We will be voting as a group on which set of plans to build. A lot will be dictated by the cost, because we do have $1.5 million dedicated for that, so we're not going to be able to go over that. So we look forward to the new facility. We hope to start construction this summer.
But Ronnie, you're telling me now that political outcomes aren't perfect? You mean there's compromise involved when two different groups come together, or three different or four different groups in this case? You know, nobody is going to be perfectly pleased, I think, with the outcome. But if you look at the current situation and the current issues that are faced as far as animal control and animal safety, animal quality of life in our parish, this is going to be a better outcome.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the two facilities in town. The City of Ruston has a facility that's 40-something years old, holds 20, maybe 25, 30 animals. Four Paws has I forgot how many acres they have in a house. I think they can hold somewhere between 70, 75 dogs and cats, animals in general. I mean, we think of only dogs and cats, but animal control, we're talking, you know, everything from snakes to
ferrets and parakeets and all sorts of stuff sometimes.
So we are all, as a parish, as a city, going to be so much better off. And I'm just asking people to understand the process. It does take a little time. The hardest part of my job is dealing with how slow government works. But we will be breaking ground on a brand new building, not refurbishing the old hangars like we thought we would. This is going to be a standalone, really nice facility for everybody.
If somebody's listening to this, Ronnie, and this is a passion project of theirs, but they're not already plugged into these groups in one way or another, what's the best way for them to get involved in this activity and these planning?
Please send me an email, send my office an email, call me, 278-9701. That's my cell number. You can call me anytime. If I don't answer, I'm in a meeting or something, I'll call you right back. But 278-9701, would love to get everyone in our parish involved in this critical operation.
It's just another great way that we're continuing to push Ruston forward, right?
I guarantee you. Great place to live. Come live in Ruston, Lincoln Parish.
Listen every Monday for Mondays with the Mayor, brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.